Hey guys, just wanted to record something before we start the newscast. I mentioned, of course, we have George Kramos. He is the winner of the Wrestle Kingdom 9 Blu-ray. But I wanted to thank all of you personally, you know, you guys who entered the contest, because it really did help out. We have an app coming in 2015. I mentioned a little bit about it on the newscast. Essentially, what it comes down to is that I'm trying to just find the best way to get our podcasts on the app so you can play them directly. You know, obviously, a lot of you have smartphones. I'm assuming you all are using the apps on them for other websites and other wrestling-related, you know, companies like Pro Wrestling Torch or PW Insider or .net. So, obviously, that's what I want to bring. And PW Pundings, we cover a lot of indie wrestling. As you know, you're listening to this right now. So that's just something that I'm trying to do, and also put our podcasts on there so that they just stream instantly, but don't kill your bandwidth. I know that's kind of an important thing right now. You know, I mean, we all pay for our plans, whatever. So I don't want our podcast to, you know, kill whatever internet you use on your phones. But anyway, like I said, thank you to everyone that entered. It really did give me a lot of data to work with, and it showed, you know, hey, that a lot of you are using it. So this is worthwhile. Obviously, it's not cheap to create an app, to maintain it, but that's just something that we're doing. Also, I wanted to mention Kevin Ford. You know, he was on talking to us about Chikara, and I'm really grateful that he came on to talk about it. His internet has always been just a little bit wonky, so you're going to hear some weird sputtering. I mean, his internet actually kind of broke a couple times during the show, but he came back. But yeah, I just want to make you guys aware. We are very much aware of the audio here, and we always want to create the best product. I talked to some people on Twitter. I talked to you through email. We do record at 192, I guess it's kilohertz per second, something like that. And I mean, that's supposedly pretty high quality. But I did get some new recording, and you know, I'm going to be testing it out. We actually have an interview with Michael Elgin coming up pretty soon. The preview, the Ring of Honor 13th anniversary pay-per-view coming up, and it should be at a better bit rate. I believe it's like 256. Don't quote me. I could be wrong about that, but I think it is 256. Anyway, so we're going to be trying that out. In terms of the newscast, you know, we record it through MixLR.com, and obviously that's one service. We use Skype. That's another internet service. But we'll see. I'm going to be tampering with it. As I said, you know, we really appreciate the feedback we get from you guys, and we're always trying to make everything better, including our podcasts, our reviews, and everything. Anyway, enjoy the newscast, and thank you again for supporting us. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the weekly newscast here on PWPonderings.com. Of course, we hope everyone had an awesome Valentine's Day, and if you're in the United States, hope you had a good President's Day holiday. I did not. I didn't get it off. I had work. Of course, I'm joined by Jerome Cusan. Jerome, how was your day?
I had the day off, and it's not because it was snowy or cold. It's a holiday, and I work for an institution that is government-related, so I get to shut down on President's Day, so I had it off. So thank you to the 41 and, or I should say the 42 people that are responsible for this day. Thank you all.
Yes, absolutely. You lucky bastard, I guess you. So first off, of course, with the weekly newscast, we want to thank everyone who joined the contest to win the Wrestle Kingdom 9 Blu-ray. I am going to announce the winner right now. Let me check my email. But I will say that I was informed from the people that were helping me run this that the online randomizer, whenever they picked, they were definitely picking you. Whoever you entered, they were definitely going to pick you. So there you go. So the winner is George Kramos. George, congratulations. I think you're a member of WLPW group on Facebook, so congrats to you. Everyone else, obviously you entered, and we really appreciate that. It gave us a lot of information, obviously more so because we are going to be dropping an app later this year. Finally, right? I think I've been talking about it for long enough. But yes, we will actually have an official PW Ponderings app. It'll have news. It'll have reviews. It'll have everything. The one thing I'm still working on is getting our podcasts on it. I want you guys to be able to play our podcast from the app and it not, you know, completely kill your bandwidth. So I'm still working on that. But trust me, it'll be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we thank all of you for entering. So, Jerome, why don't we get into some news here? We're actually going to be joined by Kevin Ford pretty shortly. But Jerome, right now, you know, I guess some sad news to start off with. Tim Donst is in the hospital for an unreleased reason. Of course, this is obviously going to affect bookings going on. Do you have any information, I guess, anything else that that we know?
Nothing is official from AIW. And Chris, while you add Kevin to this call, I'll just talk for a moment. Unfortunately, Tim Donst is in the hospital. His status for AIW and CZW this weekend are both unknown, but we want to wish him the best. And hopefully he is out of the hospital soon. He is obviously a personal favorite of mine here at Pro Wrestling Ponderings, and a lot of the great wrestling fans have been very supportive of his career. So hopefully Tim Donst also is able to come back. And we also want to send best wishes to Eddie Edwards as well, who was hospitalized after a match from Impact Wrestling this past weekend. And there are a lot of rumors going around, but nothing is official. So hopefully Eddie Edwards is okay as well. So wanted to get those sort of two injury notes right up here at the top.
Right. I mean, it was a broken heel, essentially, reported by ProWrestling.net for Eddie Edwards, and he's off the Beyond Wrestling card and, you know, obviously future indie bookings. We'll talk about Beyond Wrestling a little bit, but Kevin Ford, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
There you go. Kevin Ford, welcome to the newscast. You're, of course, here to talk about some, I mean, it's not really breaking news, quote-unquote, but the Chikara, they had kind of an interesting thing happening now, some drafting.
Kevin Ford is the Todd McShay of pro wrestling drafting tonight.
I have no idea who that is.
Exactly, Kevin. Exactly.
I seriously don't. I assume that's like a football draft person.
Yes.
Okay, great. Sounds good, I guess. Is that a compliment? Is that an insult? I don't know.
That is an observation. That is neither a compliment nor an insult.
Okay, fair enough.
So, Kevin, how about that draft? What the hell is this draft? Explain to our listeners what this draft was all about. Some of the information. What is this all leading to?
So they're having this thing. It's called the Challenge of the Immortals. And basically, director of fun Mike Quackenbush picked 10 team captains to do a draft of the entire Chikara roster on Twitter this evening. And they would get 3 picks each to have. So rounding out a team of 4, their captain and their 3 picks. These teams will be competing against each other twice throughout the season. So each team's competing against each other 2 times, which I think, if you count all in total, is about 45 matches. And this will take place through the duration of the entire season 15. As each team faces each other, they can decide what kind of match they want. It can be a singles match, a tag match, a trios match, or a Atomicos match. But when the two teams meet, they can't repeat a match. So say one team meets another and they do a singles match the first time. So the next time they meet, they can't do another singles match. They have to do a tag, a trios, or a 4-on-4. And all these matches in this tournament, points are not on the line. So in singles and tags matches, they don't count for grand championship or tag team points. If you win, you get 1 point. If you lose, you don't get any points. So the winning team by the end of the season, who has the most points, everybody on the team gets what they call a golden opportunity, which basically means you can get a title shot of your choosing, whether it be the tag belts, the Young Lions Cup, or the grand championship at any time, regardless of your standing in points. And so that's the big reward for it all. It sounds like it's going to last all season long. But they did the draft tonight, so all the teams are set. But according to Director of Fun Mike Quackenbush, they have a 48-hour period to make trades and whatever else. So the draft is done, but the teams will not be set until, I guess, Tuesday around 11 p.m. Eastern.
So should I know you were doing a lot of work over at Chikara Special on Twitter, retweeting a lot of fun tweets, all the draft picks, and you put out all the information for the 10 teams, all 4 of their picks. Kevin, should I put this up on the website yet, or are you saying during this 48 hours, maybe just wait and see?
It's completely up to you. I think there might be some minor changes. There's not a ton of great options left out there to be chosen for people who are undrafted, but I can certainly see there's some foul play amiss with certain people snatching up people so people could not get them, and then saying, fine, well, I'll take your guy back. And so I think there will be some minor trades, but I think the teams right now, as they look, they're pretty much set. I'd say so Sidney Bacabella, his team, they recruited Oberion of the Batiri after Ultramanus picked Kodama. And so Ultramanus and Retaliation picked up Flex Rumble Crunch of the Devastation Corporation, as well as Jaka. So I could see the Batiri member being traded for probably Flex, so the entire Devastation Corporation can be on a team. But other than that, there's nothing else in terms of trades I can see being predictable. There's definitely some interesting things out there. Like Silverant is on a team with the rest of the Hollow Wicked's partners, which are Frightmare and Blind Rage. So he kind of sticks out there. You got Ophidian drafting Argus, who has yet to debut for Chikara, but was in Wrestling Is Fun. He's a rookie. He's with Shenron and Eddie Kingston, of all people. Then you've got like the throwbacks with Heidi Lovelace and Icarus. So that's a pretty beefy team. Just lots of interesting stuff. And Princess Kimberly picked Jervis Cottonbelly and Los Ice Creams. And I don't have the heart to tell her this, but that is one awful team. So maybe in this trade she can pick up some winners instead.
Wow.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a particularly great team.
No. Not at all.
No. Jerome, you were gonna say something?
I was gonna ask Kevin, have you seen the movie Basketball?
I have seen the movie Basketball, not in a very long time, but I have seen it.
So do you remember when they were explaining the playoff race in that one scene of Basketball? When you were explaining how this tournament's going to work, I sort of got that same feeling.
Like it was confusing. I mean, it's when you boil it down, it's not all that confusing. Pretty much all you need to know is by the end of the season, four people are going to have championship opportunities. That's all you need to know.
That's true, and it, as you said, it is a golden opportunity. And I mean, Kevin, does this, you know, last time, you know, you were talking about Chikara with Justin, and you guys were talking about, okay, this season you're really going to keep on it. Does this intrigue you a little bit more? Because it is something now that you kind of have to keep track of. Is it something that you're going to consider too tedious, or what do you think this is really going to get those Chikara fans that maybe have checked out a little bit during 2014 saying, you know what, this is new and this looks pretty cool?
Yeah, I definitely am very interested to see where it goes. If nothing else, I felt like there were certain cards last season at Chikara that had a lot of filler on it. Like, I don't know why this match is happening. And it was remedied somewhat when they made singles matches for points. But now, when you have so many matches filling up cards, spaces that we usually go to just some filler can now go to matches that matter in this overall Challenge of the Immortals thing. So you can have your grudge matches, you can have your point matches, you can have your title matches, but now you have this as well. That's something fun to keep track of. And it can create some really unique matches that we may have never seen. Like, you know, what if we got like Silver Ant versus Fire Ant? They're on different teams. We never see that match otherwise. So that there's opportunities to do that as well. Like, hey, this match would be good. We don't really have a reason for doing it, but now we do. So let's do it. And I think that could be fun.
I think so too. And it's interesting to note that you mentioned those not drafted. 3.0, obviously, Colony, Extreme Force, NRG, Kevin Condrone, Snow Troll, and Volgar. So you never know what could happen, right? They could all be integrated. And I mean, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of pieces, I guess, that could still get integrated into this. As you said, 48 hours still left to compete any trades. And, you know, I think I will. I think I'll probably just wait. Obviously, you do a lot of the reporting over at the Chikara Special. That's a Tumblr, and it's also on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you're going to put all this news together, and I can just lazily collect it from you, right?
Yeah, I'll put a post up on Chikara Special, the Tumblr, probably tomorrow morning or something, just putting together all the teams. Then another one. Come Wednesday morning or something along those lines, or Thursday morning rather, with the final lineups of teams, just for posterity's sake, so you can nab it from there. I do think it's really interesting, 3.0, who has been absent from Chikara since they failed to recapture the Campeonatos de Parejas from the throwbacks, and we're not in the best of moods then. They did not get drafted. They've really not been heard of since that time, so... could be some resentment coming from the Canucks, and we'll see if and when they return to the company how that goes. You know, there could be.
I saw one of them tweet.
Yeah, about Shane Matthews was looking to get himself drafted, and no one picked him or Jagged up. So that's a shame. Two-time former tag champions, not a lot of those running around Chikara these days. You'd think they'd be top picks.
You think. I mean, I think also, I think it was Dave, who's also in the chat, who mentioned that Ashley Remington wasn't picked quite a few spots in. Ultimately, he made it to Hollow Wicked's team. Or not Hollow Wicked's team.
Amasa's team,
right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like you said, a lot of interesting things going on there. So, I'm intrigued by it. I mean, it makes sense also. I mean, I think that's kind of the big part of this, is that they're all going to be competing for points. So, thank God there's actually a purpose now.
Well, I also think it's like, you know, Chuck Taylor, he drafted Drew Gulak, Orange Cassidy, and the Swamp Monster. So I'm all for having the Gentleman's Club in Chikara, but who knew that any of those three guys could be drafted? I wouldn't exactly call them Chikara roster members, despite them appearing on shows here and there. So, hey, man, the Gentleman's Club in Chikara, to me, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
I'm just disappointed that Chuck Taylor wasn't able to draft Corporate Kane.
I know. Who says he's not eligible, huh?
I mean, how are Drew Gulak and the Swamp Monster eligible, but Corporate Kane isn't?
I don't know, but Orange Cassidy is going to be his new Corporate Monster, so everything's going to work out just fine.
Fair enough.
Yes. So, Kevin, I mean, any other thoughts? Did you want to, I guess, stay on the line and talk to us? I mean, we got a lot of news to cover here in the newscast.
What are you, we're going to talk some CZW. I know you're all about CZW.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. I think my internet's cutting out. Oh. What else we got? Aren't you guys talking about like PWG and beyond and stuff? I like that. I like those
AIW things. As well. Okay. AIW is running on Friday. The best show name ever.
Yes.
I choose you. Yes, it's a big show. You know, yeah. We'll just get into that. I mean, because we were going to talk about some other maybe negative things, but let's start off with some positivity. The 2015 return, the week after Valentine's Day, of course. I choose you, and as Jerome said, one of the best names for any show ever. Obviously, Tim Donst being in the hospital, so the Absolute Championship match not taking place, and I'm sure they'll find another suitable replacement for Ricky Shane Page. But we are going to get Brian Myers. This is Cliff Compton, Eddie Kingston, and a partner of his choosing against Ethan Page and a partner of his choosing. Colt Cabana versus Chris Sabin, the Forgotten, to take on To Infinity and Beyond, the Beaver Boys, and the Batiri. So they see kind of a Chikara tie-in there.
There you go.
An intense championship four-way, Davey Vega versus Eric Ryan, Jonathan Gresham, and Tyson Dukes. Finally, Jonathan Gresham on a show. Thank God for that. And then a girls' night out spotlight match. I think, Jerome, you know, you, Dave, and Ciara, and Jen, you guys kind of talked a lot about girls' night out on a latest podcast I think everyone should check out with Athena in particular. Veda Scott and Team Barely Legal versus Allison Kay, Angela Lane, and Taylor Hendricks. And then Joshua Singh, Tyler Thomas, Candice LeRae, Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, Alessandro El Bruno, and Flip Kendrick in a six-way scramble. Kevin, I'm just going to go to you first because you're here. I mean, that card, even without the championship match, is still a pretty excellent AIW show.
I honestly didn't know there was anything wrong with Tim Donst until you guys said it on the show. So I hope everything's okay.
Apparently in the hospital.
Him.
Nothing is official yet, though, Chris. I will say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Okay, then never mind. There's going to be a championship match. My bad.
I mean, we don't know. I mean, if he's still in the hospital, you don't know. Is he going to get out? I mean, let's wait and see.
Absolutely. And of course, Grado, however you... I say Grado,
yeah,
but whatever.
It's Grado.
That's what I thought. And everyone's like, no, it's a soft A. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. Anyway, so yeah, so that is a big show. Jerome, any thoughts on the show?
I mean, it's going to be fun. There are some matches that I'm looking forward to and other matches that I'm not so much. But on the whole, I would say it's a big positive. And I need to watch the December show just to sort of get a feel for this new venue. AIW, despite the fact that they're not running a girls' night out until May, they're still sort of putting the emphasis on the brand to an extent. And hopefully Donst and RSP does happen, because that was a match that I was really looking forward to in that main event position. So I'm very disappointed that it might not happen. Hopefully, I mean, obviously Tim Donst has to take care of himself first and foremost. If he's not healthy, he shouldn't wrestle. But I'm holding out hope that main event does happen.
Yeah, same here. Well, guys, this may come as a shock, but did you know there's an Evolve show in about 3 weeks?
Well, wait, before you move on, there's a match I don't think you mentioned that is actually the one I think I'm most looking forward to. That's the trios match with Dudes on TV versus Josh Prohibition, Johnny Gargano, and the newcomer's name, Alex Daniels. For almost a reason, I almost said Josh Daniels, but that is not even close to right. I think that match could be really fun. I think the Raymond Rowe Josh Prohibition feud has been like really under. Like kind of under the radar, but they had an amazing promo battle during WrestleRager weekend, and this is Rowe's first match back in AIW in years and years and years, and just the team of him, DJZ, and Ethan Carter III, I think is really interesting. So, I'm really looking forward to that trio's match.
Most promo battles are not very good. This one blew almost any other I've seen. So. If you have not seen that, you definitely should.
It's on YouTube. Go check it out.
I mean, Raymond Rowe, he showed more personality and more fire in that promo than I think he has in Ring of Honor. And it's very interesting to see when he comes back if he's going to sort of incorporate what he did in AIW into his Ring of Honor persona. But obviously, those two are going to have a match at some point in the near future, and hopefully this six-man tag sort of builds up to it. So yeah, really, really good stuff coming up on Friday for AIW.
Absolutely. So if you're there, I mean, it's a big weekend of shows, Jerome. After this past weekend, we do have a couple results up on the site. You can go there, pwpundings.com/results. But man, this weekend coming up.
Yeah, this is definitely the busy weekend. A lot of people took Valentine's Day weekend off, but this Friday and Saturday, there's a lot of shows going on.
There really is. It's insane.
Well, Chris, yeah, you were saying Evolve's running in 3 weeks, but so are Chikara and Ring of Honor. So that's also going to be a pretty crowded weekend.
It really is. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a big show. But obviously, I mean, the pay-per-view for Ring of Honor is bigger. But, I mean, let's just get into this. Evolve 38 just announced it's taking place on March 8th at the Sportatorium. They've announced a steel cage match as the main event. Evolve champion Drew Galloway taking on Roderick Strong. It's non-title, but the steel cage is necessary. I mean, Jerome, we've talked about this before when it comes to Evolve. We were pretty happy that Evolve 39 and 40 had matches announced beforehand. That is, of course, for the WrestleMania weekend. And then all of a sudden, there's a show. And it's Evolve 38, that missing show that no one really knew what happened to it.
I mean, so we forgot. We thought that somebody forgot how to count, but apparently that we were misled into believing that. You know, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a show, but I don't know if announcing a show 3 weeks before it's going to happen has any value to it. And you know, we'll see how it draws. Roddy Strong and Drew Galloway have obviously had a feud. They've had some really. I think Roderick Strong has arguably done some of his best work in the WWN universe over the last year or so, even more so than Ring of Honor or PWG. So the match with Drew Galloway is probably going to be really good, but what kind of hype are you going to have? Like Kevin said, I mean, you've got Ring of Honor running that weekend in Baltimore. That's coming off the pay-per-view that's the week before. You've got Chikara running that weekend. And, you know, you've got WrestleMania weekend coming up at the end of March. Are people really going to invest in a WWN pay-per-view that's sort of just been added at the last minute? I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I'm intrigued by it. Like you said, I think Roderick Strong has done some really excellent stuff in Evolve. He seems reinvigorated in Evolve for whatever reason. Like, his matches there, they just seem a little bit, I don't know, better than some of the stuff he's doing in Ring of Honor. Granted, there's not... he's doing his thing with the Decade, which is kind of, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I don't know. I'm looking forward to those two couple weekends, and of course at the end, WrestleMania weekend at the end of March. So yeah, we'll just see. They also have announced the DJSA Open, the United Gate Champions, Anthony Nese and Caleb Conley, Trent Beretta, he's coming back, AR Fox, Chris Hero, Biff Busick, Drew Gulak, and more are also going to be at the show. So yeah, still a great match. I mean, the main event itself could be a draw for anyone. So, you know, we'll see. See how that works out. And it is New York, so I mean, obviously a lot of fans are going to be there. Matt Fish is mentioning there's a House of Hardcore the day right before on the 7th. So yeah, crowded weekend. So I'm going to be really busy. I guess that's what that comes down to. Just to give you guys updates, Evolve 39 taking place Thursday, March 26th. Biff Busick versus Tommy End has been added to that, and that's also added on to the No Restrictions, No Limits, non-title match. Drew Galloway versus PJ Black, the former Justin Gabriel. I think some other matches have been added to Evolve 40 as well. Chris Hero versus Biff Busick, Ricochet versus PJ Black, Timothy Thatcher versus Tommy End added to that. That should be, I think, really awesome match.
The two best possible matches for Tommy End were Biff Busick and Timothy Thatcher, so I'm very happy that that's what's happening.
And then the Super Show, the WWN Super Show, Generation Next, Austin Aries and Roderick Strong reuniting to take on Ricochet and UHA Nation. Chris Hero versus Timothy Thatcher has also been added to that. Before the last bit of WWN Live News, Shimmer Women Athletes presenting Shimmer 71, the Chick Fight Tournament, Saturday afternoon, March 28th. This is also part of the WWN Live Experience weekend. They're going to announce some talent for that later on during the week, hopefully, but I it's going to be a separate show. I'm going to try to possibly make it with Dez Delgadillo to that show. I don't know yet. We're still finalizing plans, but there you go. Beyond Wrestling, they put out a bunch of announcements tonight. As Jerome mentioned at the top of the show, Eddie Edwards, he suffered a broken heel, so he was taken off of the taping. He was supposed to face Matt Tremont, so instead, Matt Tremont, he's going to take on Darius Carter. It's also a pretty loaded lineup, I think, for King of Art. Chris Hero and JT Dunn team up against Eddie Kingston and David Starr. The CLL World Title ladder match between Shinno and A.R. Fox is finally going to happen. Team Tremendous versus Biff Busick and Drew Gulak. Team Pazuzu has an open challenge that includes Chris Dickinson, Jaka, Peaky Sanchez, Mike Drastic, and Angel Ortiz. There's going to be a Feeding Frenzy rematch of Garden State Gods squad versus the Minutemen squad, and their teams are going to be announced on Beyond Wrestling's Facebook page. And then last but not least, John Silver versus Ryan Rush Galeon with Jimmy Preston in his corner. Kevin, I know you have some love in your heart for Beyond Wrestling. It sucks that Eddie Edwards, you know, he suffered the injury, but still, I think this card looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty good. I'm woefully behind in my Beyond shows, but I do try to keep on Facebook and stuff. And I think they're doing a really good job of giving like indie dream matches, for lack of a better word, but also mixing in long-term Beyond storylines and guys who help build the foundation of them involved and keeping them in stories that are interested. So it's almost like it's like come for the names, but stay for the Beyond talent, the stories that they've worked on building the next couple months. And I think as of now, anyways, this card looks to be a nice balance of both those things, especially the partner tag match with JT and Hero versus Star and Kingston. So yeah, I think this has the potential to be something really fun.
Should be noted that Beyond kind of has a show this weekend. Dojo Wars, New England 3, 5 matches for $5 at the RWA Chop Shop. It, you know, it isn't a Beyond Wrestling affiliate. So they've already announced Biff Busick versus Donovan Dijak.
Yeah, I was about to say, that match sounds really fun.
It does, right? If anyone has been watching Dijak in Ring of Honor, I mean, you kind of think of guys he could face in Biff Busick. It's just one of those matches where they're, given his size and Busick's size, I think it could be a lot of fun. They also have Brian Fury, Julian Starr, De Hoods, Minutemen, Scott Slade, Mike Graca, Xavier Bell, and tons of other people announced for the show. So go out there, check it out. $5 for 5 matches. I mean, how could you go wrong? We should mention the King of Indies tournament night 1. They've announced some first round tournament matches: Dylan Drake versus Timothy Thatcher, Brian Cage versus B-Boy, and Jody Christofferson versus Willie Mack. Plus a huge battle royal, and of course the tournament continues on the second night, where Drum, you actually told me about this last week, and I hadn't realized that happened, but essentially Ricochet is no longer on the show. It's going to be Ultimo Dragon and Juventud Guerrera in the special attraction match. I have no idea what happened, and I probably should talk to some people, but I mean, Drum, Ultimo Dragon and Juventud Guerrera, there you go.
If this was 1998, I would be so pumped for this.
Yeah.
But it's not 1998.
It really isn't. Brian and I will effort, maybe, to make the show? I don't know.
Chris, don't lie.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of strange. Ricochet's still going to be on shows there during that weekend, and he's part of the WBN Live universe. I have no idea why that was taken out. So, anyway, speaking of, though, I mean, okay. This is just going to be kind of out of the blue, but it was big news. Obviously, the Bullet Club is coming to Ring of Honor, and given the weekend that they've had, I mean, they own almost all the belts. All of them. You have AJ Styles, the new IWGP champion. Karl Anderson and Doc Gallows, the new tag champions. The Young Bucks won the junior tag titles. Kenny Omega retained his junior heavyweight title. I mean, guys, it's just all Bullet Club. It's all crazy. And they are coming to Ring of Honor's 13th anniversary. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of fun. I think a lot of hype because of all those title wins have definitely added some intrigue and some buzz for the 13th anniversary. But I don't know. Still, they're going to have good matches, right? But I just don't see really, other than the Young Bucks, because it has been reported that the Young Bucks and Red Dragon are going to have a sort of prolonged feud that's going to go between New Japan and Ring of Honor. I don't know. Kevin, does having the Bullet Club members coming over to the United States, does that intrigue you anymore for Ring of Honor's pay-per-view?
Not so much for the pay-per-view itself, because who is Styles facing again?
ACH, which should be okay. An absolutely awesome match.
Yeah, that should be good. I just forgot who was facing. Like, you know, Bucks versus Red Dragon, I don't doubt it'll be good. It's just something I've seen a lot. And having Anderson and Gallows, not that they're a bad team, but the match that they're in isn't super intriguing. I do think the Bullet Club being a Ring of Honor does add something, especially because I just watched the TV from this week, and that six man they had with Seidel, ACH, and Alexander was so awesome. So,
and that finish.
Yeah. Crazy. Jesus. Crazy, crazy. So there is plenty of value in having the Young Bucks and AJ and other members of the Bullet Club and Ring of Honor. I think keeping them matches like that and trying to put them in programs, I think, is good. And I do think that having a cross-promotional feud like they are with Red Dragon and the Young Bucks is good. Although I feel like 2014, they had their three-match series, and it was very, very good. And now just sort of like we're doing this again just because. That's fine. They're going to have good matches and all that, but it just feels like a repeat. You know what I mean?
I think it's because New Japan's doing it. That's why Ring of Honor is sort of piling on and doing sort of their own aspect to it. Because the Young Bucks and Red Dragon presumably are going to wrestle a million times in the opener of pay-per-views on New Japan shows for the entire year, I guess. That seems to be what I'm being led to believe, right?
That's how that works. Unless, so the tag match that Kevin was talking about, it's the Addiction and the Kingdom versus the Bullet Club. Well, not end, but the three teams all combined against each other. And, you know, it's something new. It's a new match, right? So
I mean, look, I could take or leave the Kingdom for whatever that's worth. The one positive thing about the Bullet Club, as far as people who come to the United States, is four out of the five are really, really good. I'm talking about AJ Styles, the Young Bucks, and Carl Anderson. So you're going to get really good matches out of them. I'm just glad. I mean, if it was like Bad Luck Fale, then God, no. Please keep him far, far away. But, you know, I think with AJ Styles, you know you're going to get some really good stuff from him. The Young Bucks.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just going to say, I'd be really intrigued to see Kenny Omega do some stuff in Ring of Honor.
Is Kenny Omega going to come to Ring of Honor, though? Because I feel like Kenny Omega hates Ring of Honor for some reason.
Maybe.
He said he'd be open to it.
Okay. You know, maybe with no Cornette and no Pierce, I think it's a new chance for him to have, you know, another run, a fresh start in Ring of Honor. And I think if this would be the period of time for that to happen and be very successful.
I mean, look, I love Kenny Omega. If Kenny Omega were in Ring of Honor, I would be very, very happy with that. So I certainly wouldn't argue with the Young Bucks. Carl Anderson, I like him. I'm not a big Doc Gallows fan. Every time I watch Doc Gallows, I keep expecting like to see something in him, but I just don't see anything. I don't know what it is, whether it's the way he wrestles or whatever, but he has just never impressed me, and that's unfortunate because I really like Carl Anderson. I've always liked Carl Anderson back when he's wrestling for the Dynasty in PWG, so it's unfortunate, but the one good thing is that the Bullet Club members that come to the United States and are American citizens are really, really good, so we're going to get some really good stuff at the pay-per-view.
Yes, I mean, that's what happens when you're Fake Kane, though. Your career just, where else can it go? That's the peak, right?
Yeah, Fake Kane and Fake Undertaker,
He is really funny on Talk and Chop, though.
He is, he really.
So both Cliff Compton and Doc Ells, really good on podcasts, really not good in the ring.
I would put Gallows light years ahead.
Okay. Yes. Compton. If we're comparing it to that degree, then yes, Doc Ells is significantly better in the ring.
Yeah. And Sean, I did hear about that. Meltzer mentioned it on a podcast also that there's going to be some, you know, international talent brought in for Supercard of Honor, particularly New Japan guys. Who is it going to be? You know, it really all comes down to who does Ring of Honor want to pay for? Who does New Japan want to help? You know, split that cost. It is what it is. You know, there's really nothing else we can say. I mean, we could speculate all we want, but...
Did I make this up, or did New Japan say they're sending over guys for Ring of Honor's Mania shows?
Well, that's the Bullet Club. Wait. You're talking about Supercard... Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I we're thought talking they about right were now. Just Supercard sending
them over. Honor, yes. Yeah, for Supercard of Honor, yes. Dave Meltzer mentioned it, that they're going to be sending over guys.
Because I knew they were sending them over for Japan alluded to it, too.
Yeah, but we don't know yet. I mean, for me, if it was up to me, they'd send.
Are they just sending the Bullet Club, or are we? Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't know if it's going to be like the Japan guys. I'm hoping. I mean, if it's Honma, Shibata, I mean, my dreams are made. Captain New Japan, obviously. That's no.
I mean,
shut up, Drum. Don't be a hater.
If they're going to bring in New Japan people, then, you know, I know that everybody loves Tanahashi, but you look at Tanahashi and the way that he wrestles. I mean, he's really starting to show his age. And if he's going to come to the United States, I don't want him to just come over and to have matches. If you're going to bring guys over, you know, Nakamura and Okada would probably be number one and two. If you could bring only two New Japan guys, then those are the guys that I want them to bring for WrestleMania weekend. I believe that New Japan is on tour that week, so I don't know if we're going to get like the A-level stars, but you know, I'm hopeful maybe they can bring in like an Ibushi or someone like that. I mean, he's obviously got a past with Ring of Honor, hasn't been in the company for a long time. I think it's been, what, 2008 since Ibushi was in Ring of Honor?
That sounds about, yeah, yeah. That sounds,
I know,
about right.
I know he did Chikara in 2009, and he right, did right. Evolve. He was in the first Evolve main events, and that's pretty much it. I mean, he was supposed to meet PWG a bunch, and he was hurt. So I would love to see him in Ring of Honor, just because his style has evolved, no pun intended, so much since his time in Ring of Honor. And I definitely want to see him at some point. That would probably be like number three on my list of people to see. Honma's intriguing just because, but I don't know if like that level of charisma would translate. Like, he has a very
right.
specific yeah. relationship with that Japanese crowd, and I'm not sure if that would translate. Ishii is obviously someone that I think would translate no matter what.
Yes.
And I think the match that everyone would want to see is Ishii versus Michael Elgin, because it's two big guys just beating the hell out of each other. So Ishii is another guy that I would love to see wrestle in Ring of Honor, and hopefully if they're going to bring in some of the mid-card guys, or you know, maybe not guys who are not Okada and Nakamura, then hopefully Ishii would be one of them as well.
Yes. And Matt Fish, Suzuki, come on, man. He's busy in Noah, okay? They've already got their invasion going on. So I don't see them coming over to invade Ring of Honor. But hey, you never know. Ring of Honor does have a show this weekend, and I mean, this isn't going to be exciting news for Kevin, but Jerome, John Abraham is going to be in the corner of Moose.
This is the second football reference on the show, and Kevin is outraged.
Yes, Kevin is, he's rage quitting.
Checked
right?
out. I didn't yep. know Ring of Honor had a show this weekend. That's what the newscast is for.
Yeah. There you go. It is the big show, Kevin. It is taking place on Saturday, February 21st. We're finally going to see it. The main event, 203 Falls, an Armageddon tag team match. The Briscoes and the Kingdom. Finally, this feud is ending.
Fuck that match.
Is Stacy Carter really going to get naked during it? That's the big question.
Wait, I don't get that reference.
Okay, she showed her boobs in an Armageddon show, remember?
For some reason, I thought you said Dixie Carter. Now this makes sense.
Okay. God.
Wow,
that joke did not land. Sorry, guys.
No. AJ Styles is taking on Bobby Fish. This should be a fun match. Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly. ACH versus Moose with, like I said, John Abraham in his corner. I mean, come on, that's huge news. Right? No? Okay. Delirious versus Matt Sydal, a six-man mayhem match. Jay Lethal, the TV champion, versus Hanson, versus Cedric Alexander, versus Michael Elgin, versus Tommaso Ciampa, versus Jimmy Jacobs. Basically, the match where they had nothing for any of those guys. So they said, you know what, let's just throw them in the ring. There you go. So, yeah, I mean, it should be a fun match, but still, I mean, there's a lot of little stories that hopefully they'll tell in that six-man match, but you know, you never know. This is one of those things where it's going to be a good match, and if they do it right, then yes, it'll be important. But if it's just another six-man mayhem match, then, you know, it's just another good match in Ring of Honor.
I'm legitimately looking forward to that Delirious Matt Sydal match.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're the only one not looking forward to it.
I'm not. Not looking forward to it. I just think it's just another match, and it's okay. Delirious had that match with Adam Cole, and it was like
awful.
Yeah. So, I mean, forgive me, but I don't really see the advantage of having Delirious on a show anymore.
But this is Delirious style, who were basically, you know, Alex Shelley, Jimmy Jacobs back in the day, just wrestling each other a million times, especially in that area, because they're running like in the Cincinnati, like St. Louis area, aren't they? They're not even close. Just the St. Louis area.
Georgia.
They're closer to Justin Houston than anyone.
Close enough. Whatever.
Justin going to this show? Now I got to tweet him.
Justin doesn't go to wrestling. Unless it's like literally in his backyard. Even then, he might not show up.
He might shut the blinds because it's
right. Depending on what it is. But yeah, no, but you know, Sydal and Delirious, like this is, this is just their feud rekindled, and they're both like completely different people at this point. So I think that has potential to be really fun.
I mean, Delirious has gotten the Eye of Tyr. Matt Sydal was Evan Bourne. I mean, these two guys have changed so much. It's weird. I saw the last time these two wrestled was Matt Sydal's last Ring of Honor show, which I was at in September of 2007. So if you want to feel old, there you go.
Well, that's the funny thing is that was like, it was Matt Sydal's final match in Ring of Honor, and it was like, what, the seventh most important match on that card?
Yeah, that's the show where the Age of the Fall debuted.
The first ladder war. Yep. Morishima versus Danielson.
Yes.
Oh, God, Man Up was so good. Why can't Ring of Honor be that good again?
It really was a great
match. Naomichi Marufuji was in the opener. It was a four-way.
Yeah, with Nigel, Claudio,
yeah,
and Hero.
Claudio. Yeah.
God.
Okay, see, now you've just really made...
And the YR!
What happened, you guys? Wrestling used to be cool and fun.
Well, let's talk about some really fun and cool wrestling. PWG has announced that Andrew Evan and Zack Sabre Jr. are making their return on April 3rd. Come on, that has to get you hyped.
Yeah, that's great.
That is freaking awesome. That's just crazy. So coming up, I mean, that pretty much sums it up for the news. As we said, though, this weekend, tons of shows. We've already talked about AIW, Ring of Honor. IWA Mid-South is running a show, The Lethal Lottery, on Thursday. For any of you in Clarksville, Indiana, you should all go check that out. Infinity Pro returns February 21st also with a Falls Count Anywhere 4-way for their title. Should be a lot of fun. I actually have some reviews coming up with them. So there you go. WSU and CZW, big doubleheader, their 16th anniversary. I'm going to talk about the WSU show first part, though. Lufisto versus Shauna, which, I mean, I think... Jerome, was Jen saying that was the match she's looking forward to the most, right?
I think it's Hanaya versus Athena in a TLC match. Okay. That should be really outstanding because
those two had
a match in WSU that was very good, and TLC should be outstanding, especially given that they were going to be in the arena. They should be extra motivated to really deliver, so it should be really good.
We also have the Juicy Product going up against Chicks Using Nasty Tactics, Nevaeh versus Naya Barella. Sassy Stephanie versus Tessa Blanchard, Cherry Bomb versus Leva Bates, Brittany Blake versus Jenny Rose, Mickey Knuckles versus Solo Darling, and Primetime Amy Lee is going into the Hall of Fame. So that should be a lot of
fun. Definitely one of the better WSU cards since they came back, so that's for sure.
I completely agree. And I mean, Dave is saying Shauna is awesome, so yeah, her and Lufisto will be pretty great. CZW's current lineup, this is straight from their website, for 16, obviously their big anniversary show. Black G's defense is CZW World Title against Chris Dickinson.
My favorite wrestler, Black G's, for the record.
Clearly. The Young Bucks, finally, they're in CZW, guys, taking on OI4K. Matt Tremont versus Stockade. Sozio versus Joey Janela. Wasn't Sozio, like, their champion couple weeks ago?
Yes.
And he sure was. He lost in the Cage of Death to Jerome's favorite wrestler. It's Jerome's favorite event. He watches that main event every day.
And this is nothing against Joey Janela, but now Sozo's fit. Anyway, that's happening. Pepper Parks versus Bucks Belmar. Team Tremendous with Dick Justice taking on the Beaver Boys and Rex Stryver. I think that... Rex Silver. There we go. Greg Excellent, Alexander James have a match. And then Robbie Hereno versus Ruckus. Man, that is not a name I was expecting to say in 2015.
Ruckus?
Yep.
How have the Young Bucks and Irish Airborne never wrestled before? Isn't that amazing?
It is pretty amazing. Actually, that match could be really good.
I think it could be.
This is the Bucks
really?
CCW
they've
debut.
Never.
It is their debut, yes, but they've never. Really? I feel like they've been on shows. Oh, okay.
Never.
You'd figure like maybe like a Ring of Honor Dayton show in like 09 or like an HD taping would have happened, but no.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wait, they were in Ring of Honor at the same time. How did they not face each other at TV tapings? That's crazy. Jerome, Saturday, February 21st, AAW Vanguard presents auditions. They have Tweek Phoenix and Lamar Titan versus Thomas DeClair and Isaias Velasquez. They've also announced Alexia Nicole versus Angelus Lane, plus tons of other talent, including The Clash versus the Viking War Party. You're going to be at that show, Jerome.
Apparently.
It's going to be awesome. Tell us a little bit about that.
I will be in Berwyn on Saturday, February 21st at 7:30, and I hope you will be in the area as well. And I will be doing commentary for the show, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm doing my prep work now, sort of getting all the talent down and watching all of the various promos that have been posted. And if you go to AA Wrestling on YouTube, they've done a very good job of posting some of the various promos from talents and showing some match highlights, so you can sort of get an idea of who everybody is. There are obviously some people that you're going to be familiar with, guys like Merrick Brave, Tweek Phoenix, Lamar Titan. These guys have been in AEW before, but then you've got other guys and girls. Alexa Nicole's never been in AEW before. You've also got Ace Perry, who's going to be in Vanguard. Malachi Matthews has done a couple shots, but this is sort of his big opportunity. So a lot of really good stuff, and I'm very much looking forward to being there and doing commentary and talking about some wrestling with Zach Braxton. Zach Braxton, who has done stuff for Dreamwave as well as freelance. He will be my broadcast partner on Saturday, and I know that he's looking forward to the show as well. And I will be there, but I will not be able to live tweet because I'm not trying to pull double duty. So if somebody else wants to come and live tweet for us, they can feel free to, because I will not.
See, now I just got to go bug people on Twitter.
And this is the part where Kevin buries me. Go ahead, Kevin.
What else is there to say?
I get to call an Andrew Slade match. I know you're excited for that.
You're not even worth the insult.
Wow. So
all I remember is Angelus Lane basically beating you up, Jerome. This is happening.
That video is so good.
Yes, it is.
Kevin watches it whenever he's feeling down, whenever he was really down and when he was having cancer. That's what he watched.
It's true. I think like it healed me, actually.
It's the closest to football on the grind for real life.
And yes, Dave, yes, what that show needs is Leah Von Dutch. Yes, absolutely. Alpha One also has a show
away
this
from that one.
Yes, as well as Super Kicked. They have a pretty fun show. So I would say if you're all out up there in the Canadian area, you guys should go check those out. Guys, before we get out of here, all I have to say is the New Japan Cup has been announced. And you guys should all just be signed up to New Japan World and watching it starting March 5th. Just trust me. The matches are great. You should go check it out. I know it's not exactly indie related, but I had to throw that in there. So, Jerome, before we get out of here, why don't we let you plug some of your stuff? What do you have going on besides commentating?
Twitter.com/JeromePWPEditor. I did a review of last week's NXT show, and you can, of course, come to AAW Vanguard this Saturday at the Berwyn Eagles Club. Doors open at 6:45, not to mention the fact that the show starts at 7:30. Definitely, definitely come check that out. And I know that we have just lost Kevin Ford, so I will do the plugs for him on that. You can follow him at K413. You can also follow him at The Chikara Special. And make sure to check out all of his work on 411mania.com, chikaraspecial.wordpress.com, and some of the articles that he does for us here at pwponderings.com.
Absolutely, and we want to thank Kevin for being on the show and explaining all that Chikara stuff that's going on. We'll have that news post and, of course, everything else you heard on here as well on the website. For myself, I have a couple reviews coming up for Infinity Pro. I also wrote some stuff in the current Total Wrestling Magazine out of the UK. I reviewed Final Battle for Ring of Honor and did the Indie Fact File. I'll be doing that again, so it should be a lot of fun. I also have another website that I write for if you're interested in cyberpunk TV shows, movies, clothing, even, I mean, tech. It's a completely crazy site, but it's got a lot of fun stuff on there. So go check it out, neondystopia.com. Kevin Ford, welcome back. Jerome already did all the stuff for you. So
I'll be damned if he does my plugs for me.
Wow.
Kevin Ford, what do you have going on?
Well, what did he mention already? I don't want to repeat things.
Everything. Chikara Special, 411, K413.
Did he mention that you can listen to Flooping the Pig on our website each and every week on Mondays? There's a brand new episode. Episode, I think, 48 just came out today. So if you have not listened, go ahead and listen to that. We mentioned both Evolve and CZW in this podcast, and our friends over at Filsinger Games have sets for both companies coming out soon. CZW has their third set coming out February 27th, and Evolve announced their new set today with Drew Galloway as the first person announced, and they're going to have a date for that soon. And then, we'll have Viva Chikara will be coming out in a couple of weeks to preview those shows. And exclusive here, I did Fan to Fan a couple weeks ago with Race Jackson of NRG. I should have a podcast with the other member of NRG, Hype Rockwell, coming up on this website this Friday. So keep your ears peeled for that one.
And of course, anyway, the Filsinger news, I completely forgotten that, spaced on that. My apologies. Use our promo code at checkout. PW Ponderings gets you 10% off everything there. So if you are a fan of their games, really, get 10% off. Have fun. Enjoy it. Really appreciate them partnering with us. For Jerome and Kevin, thanks again, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you again.